Okay, it's our first episode of 2024, and we're diving straight into it. We're talking about motivation. I'm just going to start off with something that you're probably not going to want to hear. Motivation is not a thing. It's kind of a thing, but it's actually a thing that we have a lot of misconceptions around. And in the spirit of the fact that most of you are probably making fucking New Year's resolutions, even though I constantly mention that every day is really like New Year's, right? A new day always brings us new chances to reach our goals, to create goals, blah, blah, blah. We don't have to save it specifically for one day out of the year. But whatever, I get it. I know that there's still a lot of people out there that see New Year's as a real or the real new beginning for their lives. So in that spirit of everyone making a fucking New Year's resolution, we're talking about motivation. The thing with motivation is that we often lose steam when we're working on our New Year's goal or resolution or whatever it is. And I mean, that happens for a shit ton of reasons. So in this episode, we're going to get into taking a look at how motivation really works in order for us to hit whatever goal you may have for this year. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Rethinking with Rosalba podcast. This is all about unlearning some of the shitty habits, mindsets, and self-sabotaging behaviors that we have and rethinking how to address them. We're building healthy habits. We're changing our mindsets and beliefs so that you can create a life that you love. I'm your host, Rosalba, your unconventional life and success coach. So let's get into this bitch. Okay, let's start off with what is motivation? You know I love my definitions, right? So let's get into how motivation is defined first. And then I'm going to call out the bullshit that surrounds it, okay? So it's said that motivation is the driving force that fuels our actions and our behaviors. And it obviously comes in two forms, right? Intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. We've all heard of that. Intrinsic comes from within ourselves, right? It's the passion and enjoyment and the personal satisfaction that we get from doing something, right? And extrinsic motivation involves like external rewards or even like pressures that we may get in order to do the thing. Now, everyone obviously encourages you to build intrinsic motivation, right? And I'm on board with that. But aside from those two well-known types of motivation, right, intrinsic and extrinsic, people have actually studied and found that there are two more types of motivation. One is called identified motivation, which is when you're motivated to be like someone else. You can probably see some problems with that already, right, when we're, you know, kind of idolizing someone. And it can be a good thing, right, when you see someone doing well or something that you see something that you like and it becomes like a role model for you. But obviously you can see the downside of this and that's where self-esteem comes into play, right? With this type of motivation, our self-esteem can really get fucked up, right? And then there's this other type of motivation called introjected motivation. And this is kind of like internal motivation, but when you are motivated by your own beliefs and values, right? So this helps when you're trying to achieve something that's considered like a little bit more difficult. So you hold on to your beliefs and values in order to kind of get you to where you want to be. With this being said, it's important to self-reflect on the types of motivation that there are out there. Even if you don't buy into the newest two that people are talking about, it's important to self-reflect on where your motivation is at. Is it intrinsic? Is it extrinsic? Is it one of these new, you know, two that are out there? So keep that in mind. All right, those are the forms of motivation. Now let's get into the motivation myth. I read this book called The Motivation Myth by Jeff Hayden, and he talks about how motivation is not the thing that comes before doing the thing, right? Motivation is actually a result. So let me explain that a little bit. You don't need to feel motivation to do the thing that you want to do to reach your goal. So let's say, for example, go to the gym, right? We don't need to feel motivation to go to the gym. Sometimes, hello, we don't have any motivation to go to the gym, but we're waiting on that feeling in order to get us there, right? So his theory is go to the gym by discipline. Go to the gym, break a sweat, and then you'll feel motivated because you've already given yourself a small win. And when we give ourselves small wins, that's what makes us feel good. So he's getting at the feeling of motivation comes after, not before. Does that make sense? Like, I'm hoping like this is hitting home. And I think it definitely is if you've ever had those moments where you're just not motivated to go after the goal that you set after, right? His formula is success. And what he means by success is like you did the thing, you got the small win, right? So his formula is success leads to motivation, which leads to more success, which leads to more motivation, which keeps this cycle going until you reach your goal. Let me give you an example. Like for me, I didn't feel like boxing the other day. I came up with every excuse in the world why I couldn't do it. And hello, that's just self-sabotaging, right? Then this motivation thing came into mind, right? That motivation is a myth, right? Because I try to keep that on the forefront on when I don't want to do shit. So I got my ass up. I boxed. I felt fucking strong and awesome. I had a super boost of energy and all of those healthy hormones that you get when you exercise, right? So I was feeling myself, and then I was excited for my next boxing day, which is later this week, right? So I didn't wait for the spark, the motivation spark to hit me. The spark wasn't there. I didn't want to fucking do it. And I couldn't just like make the spark happen, right? I mean, it did help that I turned on some Spanish trap music and that got me, you know, that got me to like push myself a little bit. But sometimes we wait for the spark is not there. And sometimes we try to build the spark is not there. And I do want to say, I'm sorry that I'm always using gym examples, but that's where I'm at with shit. So, but it could be any area of your wheel of life, right? Maybe it's working on a budget, you know, because your finances have like gone to shit and you just don't feel like doing it because you don't want to look at the numbers behind why, you know, your finances has gone to shit, right? Or maybe it's as simple as picking up that fucking pile of laundry that's stacked up on the chair in your room, right? You don't need motivation to do that. You just can't wait for a spark of motivation to tackle it. You just have to fucking do it. So that's kind of like the motivation myth. It doesn't come before. We can't wait for the feeling of motivation to do the thing. We just have to do the thing and motivation will come after. That's his theory around it. And I buy into it. Now let's talk about setbacks because that fucking gets in our way. Feeling unmotivated is super natural. It's completely natural. It's part of life to lose focus, right? Setbacks, fear of failure, self-doubt even fucks with our motivation, right? So do like any obstacles that get in our way, right? Even when there are no obstacles, we naturally actually hit something called a motivation gap. So studies show that the motivation gap is a legit real thing. Motivation is never stable over the course of us working towards our goals. It's just not. It's not linear. It's not stable. Think about it. We have motivation when we start a goal, right? We like are so into it. Like we're just, so we want to do the fucking thing. Then we hit this gap or motivation dip, they call it, right? So then it's the point where we start losing steam and then we just don't do the thing. We drop it a little bit. And then we gain motivation towards the end of our goal because like we're almost there and that makes us feel good. You know what I mean? So there's a couple of key ways to get over this gap that's in the middle because it is natural. First off, we can't wait for motivation to make us feel a type of way. I've already said this. So we need to make motivation planning a certain way. So it's all about the planning. And second is we need to shorten the duration of our goals. So that way we get like small wins sooner, okay? And those feel good moments that we get when we have a small win, they fire your neurons and you just want more of it. So instead of making these long ass goals where we start losing steam, make super short goals. They could be daily goals or weekly goals, something like that, because you'll feel like you're achieving more. And when life is just lifing and just being a fucking bitch, this is where consistency and discipline helps you overcome the setbacks that little bitch fucking threw at us, right? Because life is just gonna life and it's just gonna get in the way. That happens. So this is where discipline comes in for you to tackle that shit. Now, I want to touch on how other people can't motivate us either. Not for long anyways, right? And this is coming from someone who tries to use this podcast to help motivate you to rethink some of your current mindsets around a shit ton of topics. I know that even my words that I share on this podcast are going to be short-lived. Like, I can motivate you for a hot second. And why is that? Because they're not goals. They're not actions. They're not those small wins that you need. They're not accountability. They're just words that pump you up for a fucking hot second. But you need to be the one to build a plan around that, right? Our goals give us direction. They give us purpose, but we need an action plan to get us there. Let me give you an example. It's a pet peeve I have, actually. When I worked as a teacher in schools, there would always be these like motivational posters in the hallway and even in the bathrooms, which I thought it was kind of like, really? I mean, sometimes you just want to pee. Like, I don't know if I want to read a quote every time I'm in the bathroom, but whatever. Anyways, that was their vibe in some of the schools. I want you to think about these motivational posters because you probably have them in your office or whatever. I'm sure it's not isolated to like schools. I know you've seen them. They make you feel good, right? For, again, a hot second. And I get the good intention around them. You're trying to build positivity. You're trying to build, again, motivation, feel good moments. But words are fleeting. A cat hanging on something is cute, but how long does that really last? So you need a plan. You need to force yourself into action. And you need a plan when your action starts, you know, depleting, right? When you just stop, when you're just at a pause. Even though hearing motivational quotes and listening to motivational podcasts, I'm always gonna recommend that because it's increasing your vibration level. But you can't really rely on that in order for you to actually make moves, okay? And I do want to say this. This motivation thing will all go to shit if you don't have a goal that makes sense in place, okay? We all come up with goals, but some of them fucking don't make any sense at all. Sometimes we have an idea of what we want to do, but then our action plan is like fucking hella crazy and unrealistic. And then what happens is when your plan is like really fucking dumb, then the feeling of like failure kicks in, right? Because your plan just didn't make fucking sense. So setting the right goals or setting goals correctly matters, okay? It's something I work on with my clients all the time. I can do another episode on that if you want. So the types of goals matter and the action plan you have behind your goals matter, all right? So those are two things to keep in mind. Now, in the meantime, here's what I want you to do, self-awareness. I want you to think about what do you want to do, meaning like your goal. What do you want to accomplish? I want you to think about why that goal is important to you. Then I want you to think about how are you gonna fucking get there, okay? And then think about how are you gonna create your own accountability around it. Accountability to get it done and accountability for when your motivation and your shit starts dipping and you need to get out of it, right? So to really tackle whatever New Year's resolution you came up with, whatever goal you came up with, to really tackle them, it's about the environment that you put yourselves in and the mindset that you have around them. So I want you to remember you feel motivated because you took action. Motivation is a result. It's not a precondition. And I guess, honestly, what I'm really trying to get at is that this is more about building discipline as opposed to waiting for the feeling of motivation to kick in. So maybe I'll do a whole other episode on discipline because I think that's probably, you know, important too. In the meantime, I want you to think about those questions relating to goals, and then I have a download for you in the show notes where it breaks down your wheel of life, and I want you to think about the goals that you may have in every area of your wheel of life. Maybe you have a financial goal. Maybe you have a goal around building more fun into your lives because our lives are kind of like boring sometimes because we do the same shit because we're on a hamster wheel. Maybe you want to create a goal around your relationships, platonic ones and romantic ones. Maybe you want to build a goal around your physical environment, like getting your fucking environment in order, right? In order to make it more peaceful and calming and just get the vibration levels like higher in your workspace or your home space. So check out that free download, write down a goal, for each area of your wheel of life. Now, I'm not recommending that you fucking tackle all the goals at once. That's ridiculous. You do one thing at a time. But as you really start brainstorming about what you want your life to look like in all of those areas, then I want you to pick one and then start asking yourself the questions that I had just mentioned. What's the goal? Why is it important? Why is it important to you? How are you going to fucking get it done? And how are you going to create accountability around it? All right. And as always, if you need help with this, there's a link in the show notes to set up a coaching call. You can set up a free coaching call just to kind of just talk about this shit and see where you're at. And then obviously I have coaching sessions around it to help us dig deeper, where I help you get there, where I help you kind of reach, you know, your point A to point B. So check that out. Those links are in the show notes. All right, my friends. So if you created that New Year's resolution, that goal that you want to accomplish, I'm hoping that from this episode, you're taking away that motivation is fleeting. It's not what we think it is. There's a whole myth around it. We have to build more discipline than anything else. And you can accomplish what you want to accomplish, but it's about the way and the mindset that we're looking at these, or that we're looking at it. Well, that's a wrap from me. Hopefully you got something from this episode. You took something away. Don't forget to check out my socials because I'll give you more tips on there. And if you got something from this, share it with a friend. All right, I'll catch you next time.